All right, it's a new day, people. The reason I like that saying is because that saying was this drill sergeant. It was the drill sergeant in Live, Die, Repeat. Or the other name of the movie is, what's the name of that movie? They changed the name, Live, Die, Repeat, to, anyway.
You can Google it.
It's a new day, people. The drill sergeant, right? And so it's the truth. And so that movie is a time travel movie, and it was showing how every day resets. And they had an enemy that was more powerful than them. These enemies were from outer space, just like the demons are from outer space. You can't see them. They're there. They're stuck in people's minds and brains, you know. And so, if you're born again, you can't be possessed, but you can obsess, you know. And so these demons are trying to get you to obsess over anything, anybody, any situation. And if you're not saved, they're trying to possess you. And so one of the scenes where he told his friend, which was the female, I guess over enough cycles, he fell in love with her, right? So, and she fell in love with him because she saw that he was willing to die for her over and over and over. She said, "Why am I important?" He said, "Because, just because." He didn't want to admit he loved her, you know. "Why are you doing this?" Or she said, "I'm going to fight this battle. Let's go." He said, "You can't win. This battle's too powerful." It's actually a type of Christ in the church. "I'm going to go fight." And Jesus says, "The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace." "I'm going to fight this battle. I'm going to win." But the enemy's too powerful. Not only is the enemy too powerful, the enemy is unseen. So let's say you got a relationship going on with somebody and they're fighting their demons from the past, and I'm not necessarily saying a real demon, but thought processes or past hurts or whatever. So they're fighting their demons from the past. You're fighting your demons from the past. It could be a marriage right now that I'm talking to. There's two people who are married, or one person who's married. So your spouse and you are arguing and fighting over nothing, over stupid stuff. And the only reason is demons from the past, you know. You know, one spouse is protecting themselves, but they're not protecting the other one. And that can go either way. One spouse is protecting their own agenda, but not protecting the other person's agenda. It could be family. It could be co-workers. It could be anything, any relationship where it turns into a tit for tat. I'm going to protect myself, and the heck with you, I'm just going to protect myself, you know, stuff like that. And so, it's a new day, people, meaning every day is the same, it just repeats. So the warfare that we're fighting is an unseen war, and your enemy is not a human. Your enemy is really not a human. It's the spirit that's attacking that human. And so it's the strongholds attacking that human. It's the family strongholds. It's the society strongholds. It's a lot of strongholds that happen in their life that's really the enemy. So when you go against them, or they go against you, or you end up fighting each other, which you shouldn't. I just saw a sign on the highway, Stella Rose, Stella. Stella. So that's a good, that movie, a streetcar named Desire, right? So they loved each other, but he was immature. She got pregnant, and she grew up faster because she was pregnant. She knew she had to take care of that baby, and his immaturity. And it could be reversed. The tables could be turned. You know, one could be more mature than the other. They were fighting a battle from his pride, right? He had pride. They also were fighting a battle. Her sister came in, and moved in with him, which caused more trouble and drama. And she, I think he, if the movie was right, his wife was somewhere else working or something, doing something, and her sister was there at the house with the man, and then something happened, you know? She let the sister come in, and the sister was known for being in another city, chasing a bunch of guys around. And it's actually, the wife let the sister in, not knowing that what the sister was doing in the other city, that she was a harlot to begin with. And so then he got with the sister, and the whole thing broke down. The sister went to the funny farm, went to the funny farm. She went crazy. Stella went upstairs, and the other guy was down there screaming, "Stella, Stella." And they made a remake of that movie recently, last year. And I don't know if it was called Bella or something, but I could put the link below. And they actually showed in the remake that the girl got, the mad scientist was trying to possess the girl, some lady with the, some lady died, and the mad scientist was trying to possess the new person with that soul. In other words, like a demon possession. And so, yeah, that movie was remade this last year. And so, Bella, instead of Stella, Bella was pretty much possessed by a demon the whole time. And then she got a hard heart, and then she took over. She was growing really fast about how to run this whole world, but they always, when you walk in pride, you destroy yourself. What's the point? My point was, the reason I say it's a new day, people, because The Edge of Tomorrow is the name of the movie. They were fighting an enemy that they couldn't see. And so, if you're not saved, you're going to lose every time. If you're saved, you're going to win. But you're only going to win if you let Jesus fight the battle and if you follow the script. If the Bible says, submitting yourself one to another, find out what your role is and stand in it. Ephesians 4:20, I think is what that said. Or 5:20. But also not to walk in pride. Also to be thankful in all things. Also to be praying. Pray without ceasing, you know. Pray without ceasing. So this life is short. It's a vapor. So every day, no, it's a repeat. The reason it's a repeat, every moment's a deja vu, or you couldn't function. If it wasn't a repeat, you couldn't function. You'd have to learn the language again. You'd have to learn how to put your shoes on every day. Every day's the same. Otherwise, you'd have to learn how to re-drive every day. Every moment is the same because you can go down the highway, and if somebody pulls in your lane, you can turn the steering wheel and go to the right or to the left. It's a new day. Now, some of us have done the work. We've done the, you know, people go a different way. We've decoded this reality back to source. Some people use etymology. Some people use symbols and music. And there's many ways you can do it. Some people use mathematics. Some of the mathematicians, they say we're in a simulation. Some of the gurus say we're in a simulation. And it is. And the purpose of the simulation is to break you out of the flesh mind, to realize other people are in the same boat. And if you go ahead of other people, you reach back and you try to pull people out of the matrix. The matrix is nothing but a corporate dead system. Yeah, you can make money off it. Yeah, you can use it to your advantage. But if you're not careful, it will steal and suck your soul. It will take away love. It will take away dreams. It will take away honesty, because you'll think everybody's your enemy. The dead corporate system, even the USA is a corporation. That's why we have a president. Just look at the names of the Senate, the Congress, and all that. It's It's a corporate law system. And those that are in the flesh are under law. Those in their spirit are above the law. And so I don't care if it's a nation. I don't care if it's a business. It's a dead system, Babylon. And it's the energy of the flesh, man-made system. It's a 666 matrix. And so the 666 matrix is happening right now, right here. And if you can't see it, it's probably because you got the TV on or music on. And so when you really get into meditation and really meditate on this thing, you'll see that we're in a matrix that's so deep that the devil's matrix is so deep that only Jesus could win, you know. Only Jesus could win. And so Jesus alone is able to defeat the devil in your life. And so when you face a battle, I remember when I first got married, the first time, we were in an apartment down below the house I'm remodeling. And there was a Christian couple across the way in an apartment. And when she started talking to that lady, and you know, it's hard for men to start just being friends with another man. It takes a while, but women can do that really quick, you know? And so she started talking to that lady, and that lady started telling a story how her marriage was under attack. And so she would just get down on the floor and pray to God to save that marriage, you know, save that relationship. And she said, yeah, we made it through to the other side. So she went to prayer because that marriage almost split up. And I don't know if it was some other woman trying to flirt with him or date him or what, who knows. But she went to prayer to save the marriage, you know. And my point is, any battle you face, you better go to prayer, because it's you're fighting an invisible. So I was in the drive-thru, sorry. But anyway, you're fighting an invisible war, and you're fighting demons from somebody's past. You're also fighting unseen warfare. You're fighting the witches doing curses. You're fighting family strongholds. You're fighting society strongholds. You're fighting battles from your own past. You're fighting your insecurities, somebody else's insecurities. You're fighting your doubts, worries, fears, whatever. And yeah, we shouldn't live in fear as a Christian, but sometimes the past tries to kick in, or something happens and you might get angry. Somebody might do something to you and try to mess you up. And so you're fighting all these war battles. And like he told her, his girlfriend or new girlfriend or going to be girlfriend, he went through a cycle with her so many times he was in love with her. She said, I'm going to do that. He said, you're not strong enough, because he had the ability. So one of their creatures, their blood dropped on him, and he could see past time. He could see the cycle. He says, you're not able to handle this warfare. This warfare is beyond your ability, you know. And so that's the way it is. You can't handle the battle alone. You need help from above. There's this lady in the drive-thru. I've seen her there for 10 years. She knows me. She knows what I order and everything. She's been here for 10 years. Now she's the only person working. They're cutting back. They're cutting back in so many ways. All businesses are cutting back. I took a year off of rideshare, but when I was doing rideshare, I had my thumb on the heartbeat of society, and I think I'm gonna start back soon, and maybe tomorrow. And so when you have your thumb on the heartbeat of society, you see a common pattern, and these businesses are cutting back, all of them. Now there's no scarcity, but they're making it sound like it. And I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're preparing. I think they're preparing us to get ready for AI to take people's jobs, and they're cutting back, you know. AI can do about anything now. And you know, if Trump and Elon are fighting, that's a psyop. That's a distraction to get you away from really what's going on. There's always a major drama, something psyop to get your attention off of what's really going on. And so, long story short, it is what it is. You're in a warfare. The music's playing mind games on you. The TV shows, the news, the media, the drama, the system, all the talk shows, the actors and actresses, they're paid. They're paid. These actors that rise up in the system, they're Freemasons. You know they don't. You know they are. You're being controlled and manipulated on so many levels. The only solution is get in the Bible and believe the Bible. If you've lost your peace, if you have lost your peace, it's probably because you haven't read your Bible today. Memorize Scripture. Read your Bible. Study the Word. Renew your mind with the Word. Ask God to help you. If you're not in a church, and I'm not saying necessarily join one, but you got to get around some believers somewhere. Even if it's one person, you know, you got to get around some believers somewhere. One can take down 1,000, two can take down 10,000. Right. I'm not saying live in fear at all, but I'm just telling you that you're in the unseen warfare, and you get up in every day, and you're going. They want you to be like a day. They want you to be like, okay, everything is chill. I don't have to worry about. I don't have to worry about no warfare coming on the scene. But Charles Stanley said, always, whenever it's peacetime, just get ready for the war. You know, always be prepared in peacetime because the war is coming. And sometimes it's a physical, sometimes it's mental, emotional, spiritual, whatever. You know. Y'all already know all this. See, the fact that I'm telling you this and it resonates because you already know it's the truth. And that's the thing, if you tap in, if you cut off the noise and get into some contemplation, meditation, brooding over, you brood over something, you can actually see the battle before it comes. Because there's always a data point. There's always little data points that show up on the scene. So, you're going to make it. I had this dream last night. Me and my girlfriend were going to the movie together. And her her dad was a pastor's, right? And he didn't approve of us being together. But she was her own adult. She was her own, I mean, she was an adult. And she was trying to hide, and they were trying to stop it, but she and I knew it was true love. This was in a dream last night. And we knew that it was legit, and because somebody else, the dad who was a pastor, thought he knew better than his adult daughter, and he was trying to split things up. He was a legalist pastor, you know. Well, y'all not doing it like everybody else does it, you know. Everybody else wanted, like a lot of times the parents want the kids to do it like they did it, the legalist type. And so, as adults, we're trying to hide. It's like, why are we hiding? You're an adult. I'm an adult. What's the deal? Because that family bloodline was going against it and thought they were still their children, and they were adults. They couldn't make their own decisions, you know, because of a legalistic father figure. Guardian. Not even a guardian. What used to be a guardian. My point is, you're in a system that wants to take away your autonomy, wants to take away your free will, and wants you to depend on some kind of handler or some kind of psychologist or preacher or Dr. Phil or whatever. You should be able to figure it out on your own if you're an adult, you know. And these people who want to get in your world and tell you what to do, but they forget they messed up, you know? And so that dream was so clear. It's like it was real, you know? She and I went to a movie, and the dad was out there in the lobby spreading out a bunch of Bible verses and all this. And it's like, he probably was a legalist, didn't think movies were, you couldn't go to a movie, you know? But to be honest, the devil has no new script, the Bible. So the devil can only make a movie based on some kind of biblical story. So the devil's just a copycat. Long story short, you have the power within you to make the right decisions and the proper decisions and know what you're doing. You just have to trust that God's going to lead you and guide you the right way, you know. You can't let other people dictate your choices. There's going to have to be a time in your life where you have to make your own decisions. You're an adult. Make it happen. Do the right thing. Step out in faith, you know. So they've created this fear thing. Just like scarcity lie, fear is a lie. Fear don't even exist. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So even the fear darts that the system tries to throw is a lie. Long story short, become your own guru is what I'm trying to tell you, because you've got it within you. If what I'm talking about resonates, any of my videos, if they resonate, it's because it's already in you. You just have to. The only reason I'm able to do this is because I took the time just to talk. When you open up your mouth, somebody told me this recently, that they're getting a download, whatever word you want to call it. Just get your audios. Just as you're going down the highway, start talking and recording something. Even if you never upload it, just start recording something and see what happens. You know, just see what happens.